Somali President Abdullahi Yusuf and Prime Minister Nur Hassan Hussein met Friday with Ethiopian Foreign Minister Seyoum Mesfin for what were described as frank talks. Sources close to the meeting say Ethiopian officials urged the two Somali leaders to settle a political dispute over cabinet posts. But at the end of the day, those sources say neither President Yusuf nor Prime Minister Hussein was willing to yield. Both men left later in the day for Nairobi, where discussions are said to be continuing on formation of a new government of national unity to replace the embattled transitional federal government, which holds power mostly in name only. Amid the political wrangling in the Ethiopian and Kenyan capitals, reports from inside Somalia indicate fighters from the extremist Al-Shabaab are advancing on the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Shabaab forces met no resistance this week when they moved into the key port city of Marka, less than 100 kilometers south of the capital. News reports say they immediately imposed strict Islamic law. Ethiopian and Somali officials in Addis Ababa, however, downplayed the significance of al-Shabaab's advance. Somalia's former ambassador to Ethiopia and the African Union, Abdi Karim Farah, who's playing a key role in political negotiations, told VOA the areas taken by al-Shabaab had not previously been under TFG control.
Of course, we can say they are advancing towards to Mogadishu. It's quite true that, but those areas they are capturing now is not under the TFG. And only the Marka, where the capital city of Lower Shabelle, at one point in time, the TFG appointed administration, but that administration dissolved by themselves and the people about 4 months ago.
Farah admits Somalia's feuding leaders are, in his words, stuck in their efforts to settle their political dispute, as they had agreed to do in a deal struck through the East African regional grouping IGAD. Farah says it may be necessary to put aside the disagreement about cabinet posts and proceed directly to the formation of a successor government of national unity, which would include the opposition Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia, or ARS. Farah says this is an issue on which Prime Minister Hussein, better known as Nur Ade, and President Yusuf agree.
Nur Ade is the one who started these negotiations. Obviously, he's very serious about that, and he will continue to finish it. Abdullah Yusuf, the president, and the parliament also welcome that. And that is the unity government now. Maybe under the Abdullah Yusuf, maybe under the Prime Minister Nur Ade, or maybe they will choose a complete new leadership.
Ethiopian Foreign Ministry spokesman Wahida Balai expressed regret Friday at the lack of progress in settling Somalia's political dispute. He said it could have a bearing on Ethiopia's decision whether to withdraw its troops from Somalia in line with last month's Djibouti Accord. Wahida said Ethiopia remains committed to a withdrawal timetable beginning later this month, but he noted that he could not predict what might happen in the future. As he spoke, news agency reports said Somali government troops were massing at a key checkpoint south of Mogadishu, where rebel forces are said to have advanced to within a few kilometers of the city. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.